The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
What is your favorite thing about Christmas?
You know what? It's the smell of a real Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've not experienced that in a long time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think it's a combination of you've got the smell of a real Christmas tree, the smell of Christmas weather or Christmas breeze or Christmas rain, and then you add all of that with food.
Oh, combination. The food. Yeah. The food, yes.
And there's one local catering company which first launched in 1998. They create superior dining experiences, and they've even served royalty, foreign dignitaries, as well as international celebrities.
But as we know, the Singapore F&B sector faces many challenges, even at Christmas, just as the labour crunch and high competition.
A report last year found that one in four F&B businesses in Singapore go out of business every year. So how is Lavish Catering remaining strong in this market? To tell us more this morning in the studio with us is Richie Ling, who is the Managing Director at Lavish Dine Catering. Richie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, great to see you. Great to see you. So hopefully you're getting ready for Christmas, but let's just go back a little bit. You launched back in 1998. Your tagline, catering redefined. What gap in the market was it you were trying to fill?
How did you change the industry?
Yeah.
We feel that there is a need. MICE is coming in 1995.
Yeah.
The budget that actually set for us is good. With our current strength, actually, we feel that we may not cope. So we start actually to hunt for good chef.
Right.
We train our team. The first event actually we did for them, to our surprise, actually, the client is happy with actually our creation and also the services.
Very rich history. Could you just tell us a little bit more about, like, for you, what stood out in the history of Lavish Dine Catering?
We actually start very small.
Yeah.
Along the way, definitely we recruit new staff to join us. I'm actually in the market for about more than 30 years,
yeah.
Trained by a very good managers. I also work hard to actually borrow books from Shatec student to know the basic of...
They are the best, Shatec, yeah.
During that time, actually, Shatec is popular, yeah.
Yeah.
I think what actually makes us successful is because we are very focused. We want to make sure all events runs well,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, they pay us. And also, what actually make us feel good is after the event, the client actually happy with what we did, and we do actually put in extra effort to give more. This actually make them actually with us for many years. Yeah.
So there's lots of competition in Singapore in this market. How do you cope with the competition? It can be tough. Is it just, you know, putting in the extra people that you were talking about and putting in the extra effort?
Yes, actually, we're quite lucky, actually. So far, what we did for them, we didn't fail them. The trust is there, you know, the relationship, right? The extra help that we give to them. They actually support us. And but of course, besides supporting us, we definitely want to...
Because I think in such an industry... It's one thing to get support. It's another thing to really match the expectations because you're dealing with people's preference for food. And Richie, in your experience, how do you think the catering industry, this food industry, has evolved in Singapore over the years?
The business models and approach in all industry change according to the needs and the expectations of the people they serve. Similarly, at Lavish, we keep ourselves updated about the changes and shift in Singapore's catering industry as well. Over the recent 3 years, many key competitors and industry leaders have either shuttered or been acquired by larger food and beverage groups. The landscape of catering and related services have changed, and this equipped to adjustments in the approach and ideas that caterers have to make to meet the expectations of the clients. Many catering companies have started differentiating themselves through alternative caterers concept or developing secondary products and services. Example include ready launch meals or vending machine concepts to offer clients a variety of dining varieties. The future of catering is more than just providing good food. It will be about food that is delicious, hygienic and healthy, personalized to the events and the individuals.
Let's talk about food quality. I think that's quite difficult to... I mean, how do you maintain that same standard of food quality?
To ensure quality and freshness, we only start preparing and marinating food one day in advance. Our vegetables and fruits are also delivered the day before the orders. Food is prepared and delivered within an hour. Our internal quantity control system ensures that kitchen crews only start cooking at fixed timing. We do temperature and quality checks on our food before deliver. The best consumed time, timestamp, is also prominently displayed on every buffet line to ensure that we do our parts to remind customers that food is to be consumed within 4 hours.
I suppose that, Richie, you have to think a lot about the environment. So how do you play your part in being environmentally friendly?
Yeah, especially, you know, every time you see the amount of plastics that's being used, plastics, forks and all that, that's a really big question,
At Lavish, we support the increasing focus from our clients and general community on food source origins. Whether they are from sustainable origins and the impacts of these food sources on the environment. We use eco-friendly and biodegradable products that do not have harmful components in their manufacturing processes as well. We also look for means to reduce food waste. We work with local NGOs such as Singapore Food Rescue to prevent untouched edible foods from being thrown away, and these foods are safely and hygienically distributed to the needy. A recent instance of our partnership was during the recent FinTech Festival held at Singapore Expo.
Oh, yes, because I remember everything was environmentally friendly. There was a lot of stress on that. And I like how there were a lot of bins where it was very easy to dispose of the recycled products.
Yeah, because you went along and got to see it up firsthand.
Yeah. I am curious, Richie, could you tell us where your clients are concerned? What sort of industries are they from?
We are quite fortunate. We start to do MICE event since 2005. In one of the occasions, we are invited to do a church event for one of the banks. It's organized by one of the top events companies in Singapore. Although it's actually a small event, but I think we did it well. They love our food. They love our services. Right? We're lucky actually followed by that is one of the big event happened in Asian Civilization Museum.
Okay.
The price is good. It's for about 300 guests. I actually talked to the team that this is an opportunity to penetrate and gain trust from this events company. We ever heard from the outsiders that they will only use hotels. Sure. So this is our opportunity. We invested actually some of the props just to blend into the team that they require. And after the event, we heard from our clients that the host is very happy with our setup and the guests actually enjoy the food. This makes us actually have more trust from this company. Yeah. And from then onwards, we were also actually asked to set up for two of their big events. With that, we actually set up a budget. I actually brought the ops team all the way to Bangkok to get some of the decor back just to prepare for this coming to event.
Sounds like a lot of work going back and forth.
Yeah.
You're personally involved in a lot of the process, aren't you?
Yes, I'm actually very hands-on guy. Yeah. With my experience, I always want to make the event flow smoothly. This is my basic requirements. I always emphasize to my staff that the first thing that actually guests step into the hall, event hall, right, what I want them to do is make sure that every guest will have a drink. This is my basic requirements. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure there are lots of guests who'd be happy with that. So what's the future? Because obviously you've built this up over time. You're really involved with it. What are your dreams for Lavish Catering?
Along the way in Lavish, we actually achieved some of the major big events. Some of the events that I think I still can recall is actually the ITB, International Tourism Board. Right? It's actually for 2,000 pack. This is actually one of the huge event which we ever happen. Mm-hmm. Right? That we take times to plan. With my kitchen, we really can't cook for these big numbers. Of course, we have a smart chef that actually plan that we need to actually outsource some of the food from outside.
Okay.
Right? He actually created the Indian food from one of the restaurants. Japanese from Japanese restaurant. right? The rest, actually, we can handle. Or this to assure that actually the food quality, you know, is assured, and also make sure that we run these events well. Right, another two events that I can recall is actually BAT, is actually is a law association. We actually got opportunity to serve all the top lawyers, and this event is actually for 800 pack happening at Istana. The following one, I think, is a conference for bank called Cyber. We managed actually to do about four events for the top bankers around the world. This is actually the achievement from Lavish. Yeah, the future of Lavish, we are became a members of Neon Group Limited in 2018 as part of our plans to position ourselves as a leader in bespoke catering experiences. The business decision has boosted our bandwidth in terms of capability and offering to our clients. The Lavish brand emphasizes passion, reliability, and exclusivity. We take pride in delivering on our brand promise, which begins with our strong desire to innovate and to surprise. The Lavish brand has been a steady track record in wedding markets with a reputation for elegant church wedding and premium set cost event. Moving forward, Lavish will be launching a specialized wedding catering arms known as Wedding Knots. This new development rides on our 21 years of experience in the serving the wedding needs of our clients well. Remain committed to providing impeccable service and serving delicious culinary creation from our award-winning team.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Richie Ling, Managing Director of Lavish Dine Catering. Richie, I assume you're working this weekend. I'm sure you got a couple of events to get to.
Yes, this weekend we do have three church weddings to go.
Oh, yeah. It never ends. Well, you take it and have a great weekend ahead, okay?
Yes, thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.